The World Show with Nikki B.
Right now, though, I'm with tonight's special guest, and it's been too long. Welcome back to The World Show, Tulani the Warrior. Hey, Tulani.
Good evening. Good evening, Nikki.
Yes, good to have you with us, you know.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, just thinking about it, preparing for the show, communicating with you, I'm thinking, how come? That's like years ago. It's about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago since we last had you on the show. And that's just not acceptable. I know.
No, definitely.
Yes. I know you've got too much music that deserves to be heard.
Definitely.
So, yes. But now, Tulani, how have things been going? What has the last year and a half been like for you in terms of, you know, making music, in terms of compiling, and in terms of your labels?
Well, to be quite honest with you, when COVID hit, it was actually a blessing for me in a way.
Yes.
Because it came at a time when I was like really out there gigging a lot, playing a lot of gigs. And it came at a time when I needed to actually take a break.
Yes.
And, you know, because, you know, you get these gigs, you get all these bookings, and you don't really find time for yourself and stuff like that. And I'm one person, when I get a gig, I get excited, and I end up taking quite a lot of gigs. And it included a lot of traveling, you know, and all of that stuff. So when it hit, it actually forced me to actually take a break that I needed for so long, and actually dig deeper again into why am I doing this whole music thing,
yes,
you know, and actually go back. Like, I literally pulled out one of my old external hard drive, the one that I had, you know, when I started with my record label.
Yes.
And I actually found some of the old artists that I work with, you know, that I used to work with back then. And it's quite amazing, because I ended up reaching out to them, and we ended up started working again with artists like Sina, and we just had a release with them, you know.
Yes.
So it kind of like, you know, for me, it took me back to really sit down and think, why am I doing this? Why I started all these record labels, and actually go deep again and find myself as a DJ, as an artist. And, you know, it really was a blessing for me. It really helped me a lot. And as you can see and hear the music that I'm actually putting out again, it's the kind of vibe that I started with, you know. And I'm connecting with the artist that I started with, which is,
yes,
which is brilliant, you know.
Well, you know, on that note, what I was telling you when we connected now, and I said, you know, preparing for the show and all of that, and thinking about reconnecting with you, I realized how many incredible artists, I mean, even just what I played now, Cool Affair, Shamrock, these were artists that I discovered, if I can put it that way, through working with you on A Night of Deep. And there's them and many, many others. Stay, who was from Those Boys, he also reconnected with me yesterday. And it's just amazing how, you know, we've moved on, and I thank you for that, because you also opened, you know, my path to some of these artists by asking me to work on that second Night of Deep, you know?
Yeah.
But before we go there, I just want to go back into the past a little bit. And I love what you said, because you made mention of the fact of looking back at yourself as an artist. And I think so often people, you know, the world, when they consider artists, they don't put DJs in that mix. And most of us are artists. So
yeah,
I love
definitely.
The fact that you said that. But also, on the other hand, on one hand, you're an artist, but on the other hand, you started your labels quite early. So there's the business sense that you've also sustained, which shows the success of your work. Tell me about, you know, why you started to start labels, Do It Now and some of the other labels.
Well, it goes quite way back, you know, because my life has been always around music. And I worked in a record shop back in the days, which it was called Mental Groove. And I was in charge of actually ordering records and bringing them into the country. And it was quite weird, because back then, when you ordered music, you used to use a telephone. You know,
yes.
So the guy on the other side will play a song over the phone for you, and you had to actually know if that song, you bring it over here, you're going to sell it, you know.
Yes.
So you had to have a good ear for music because you're bringing it and you need to sell these records. So I think everything actually started there. I realized that, you know, I have this thing in me that I can actually, you know, can tell when a song is going to be big or an artist is going to be huge, you know?
Yes.
So that's where it started. And then it built up and then I started doing A&R, a little bit of A&R at Soul Candy, you know? And I was bringing artists, you know, forward to them that I believed they were going to be big. And because for them, it was mostly about artists that are already out there and that are doing a certain sound. Yes. They didn't really pick up what I was really putting down, you know? So I decided that, you know what, maybe I need to start my own record label and actually showcase these artists that people don't see them as becoming big artists, you know? And also, it turns out that, you know, I usually take something that a lot of people think it won't work, and it just works, you know. Yes. What I mean? So that's how I started my record label. I wanted to find artists that nobody sees them, you know, becoming big artists. And I always wanted to find artists that are not, you know, out there tainted by anything, that are just original, that are still bringing that, you know, sound that, you know, it's still real to them. You know, so that's how it all started with my record labels, basically.
Yes, but you've also, yeah, at the same time, in doing, you know, and as I describe it, as music that deserves to be heard, because very often we overlook all this amazing music just for what, yeah, is fed to us. And so I love what you say. But you've also always been conscious of, on one hand, being able to present and distribute and make accessible artists from other countries or continents, as, yes, well as focusing on South Africa and a new sound of South Africa. So how did you marry those two sides, or was it just natural?
It was natural, but also I've always, you know, had this thing in my mind that we need to close the gap between South African music and international music.
Thank you. Yes.
I know as South Africans, we always say our music sounds different, but we need to also be in touch with what's happening outside the world. I would love to see our local artists being charted on these radio stations overseas. And the only way we can do that is to bridge the gap between local and international artists. How do we do that? It's firstly, we start by collaborating with a lot of international DJs or international artists, which is something that I used to do quite a lot when I started the record labels. I would get a beat from maybe an artist would just produce an instrumental track and they would send it to me. And then I would listen to the track. And then, you know, after listening to it, I would think this track would work best maybe with the international vocalist. And then I would reach out to that vocalist without even the artist knowing. And I'd say, listen, we have this beat from this artist. Don't you think maybe that you can put some vocals on it? And then maybe she would start putting vocals. And then when it comes back, I send to the artist. And then the artist is like, wow, I never thought that this track could actually work with vocals. But hey, let's do it, you, yes, know. So those are the kind of things that I did, you know, for a lot of artists, you know, just closing the gap between the local music and the international. We need to stop thinking that local artists only need to produce just for local. You know, we need to be topping those charts overseas. We need to have, as much as we have people that are running around for the international artists here and making sure that their music is played on radio or their music, you know, it's out there, we need people that side running for local artists and making sure that our music has been heard and been played overseas as well.
Absolutely.
You know, it's very, very important.
Absolutely, because I think on one hand, we have so much music of an incredible standard of quality music, you know.
Let me just say, while you're at that, like, yes, at the moment, the music that's coming out from South Africa, it is amazing. Like, honestly, you know, I'm not even talking about the artists that we hear all the time, you know. I mean, I'm talking about the young guys that are out there now and are really creating beautiful music, you know, that are still trying to get out there. There's so much music, and I wish that a lot of these so-called big labels can actually start, you know, looking and really finding these artists as well, you know?
But, you know, don't you also think that there's been, you speak about these big labels, and I know they still exist and have their place, and obviously they're making millionaires out of certain people. But don't you find that also in your journey, like with mine, I've seen so many changes in the industry and how we consume and access music that... Yes. I think, you know, independent labels like yours are as vital, if not in some ways even more at these times, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
That is so true, because you find it, you know, we get to find these artists while they're still raw.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They're not tainted by anything, by social media or by fame or anything like that.
Yes.
And then you find that the big labels actually start grabbing them from us.
Yes.
You know, the only problem that really hits the independent record labels, I call them DIY record labels, is that we tend to do everything ourselves, you
yes.
know, and most of the small record labels don't really have as much, you know, of a big budget as, you know, the big record labels. So some things will tend to not like really push them to the point that they would push them up to, you know? So that's, but music wise, we're there as independent record labels. And, you know, people need to really start paying attention to these, you know, independent record labels, because they really are putting out some amazing artists at the moment.
Absolutely. Know? And even the way you know, what you explained is you were at the forefront of actually doing global collaborations. And in recent years, and particularly over the last, you know, this digital pandemic, you know, this pandemic that's led us back to the digital, more and more of that is happening, you know, and please never stop. Got a couple more questions. Do It Now Recordings, Deep Stitched, Music Basket. What are the distinctions?
Yeah, well, when I started Do It Now Recordings, it was basically a very soulful house record label.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, I also had this, you know, in me, a deep house sound, and I also have like a lounge sound. You know, where I love my chill outs, I love my deep house as well. And, you know, I thought to myself that, you know, if I'm going to release all these genres under one record label, it's really going to confuse the masses.
Yes.
You know, I'm building something with Do It Now Recordings, and I want people to really, that love the genre, understand it. You know, for me, it wouldn't make sense. This week, I'm releasing a deep house track on a soulful house label, and then next week I'm releasing a lounge track, and then next week I'm releasing a deep house track on one label. It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
So I wanted to, you know, separate all these labels so that Music Basket releases like your lounge, your chill out, you know, your broken beats, your jazz, you know, that kind of vibe. And Do It Now Recordings, it's pure soulful vocal stuff, you know, and then Deep Stage, it's all the deep house, you know, the dark sound, and we tend to like pick it up a little bit, and, you know, so that's how I actually put it together.
Beautiful, yes. We're going to have to get you back in studio again very, very soon, and do this much more often. That's for sure. Yes.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it, Nikki. Thank you so much also for having me, and happy Women's Month.
Thank you so much. And of course, it is Women's Month, and I've got Tulani. He was supposed to come a little while ago, but sadly lost a member of his family. So I said, no, come this week before I'd feature Woman on the World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B on Kaya 959.